Hello and welcome to The Living Lutheran for October 2021. We begin with the editor's note by Andrea Pullman Kulik. She entitles it Church Family. Growing up, my parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles were all part of my faith journey, and a vital one. But other adults played a role too, the Petersons, the Wilsons, the Bergs, and others from my congregation. They were a presence at worship, potlucks, mother-daughter teas, picnics, and more. The ever-patient Miss Steinmeier taught me stitch by stitch how to sew a quilt. They sang with me in the church choir and taught my Sunday school and confirmation classes. I heard from them encouraging words and praise for my accomplishments. This is my church family. Connecting generations is at the heart of this theme issue. In the lead feature, Generations of Faith, we talk to experts who say intergenerational ministries can strengthen faith in youth and adults. Together, as the true body of Christ, we can grow disciples and impact the world as God intended. In this theme issue, you can also find tips on how to create intergenerational ministries in your church, learn why Martin Luther believed faith formation begins at the home, and discover how a father became a presence in his son's life, and also find out how to engage youth in reading the Bible. Our church family is full of members who provide inspiration for faith journeys. This month, we remember three leaders who left a huge impact on this church. David Preuss modeled servant leadership in the church and community. My dad fondly remembers the chats they had about life and work. Bill Horn was known for his love of Christ's church. This magazine staff will never forget his support and our shared passion for telling the stories of this church. And Walter Wangren was the church's beloved storyteller. It was a pleasure to copy it, edit and learn from his column in the Lutheran. We give thanks for these faithful servants of the church.